Mineral Area College basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MIMOinfo.com is your voice for Cardinal athletics.
6-5, Wilson left wing driving at 3-2. Cameron blocked the shot! Cameron blocked the shot! And it's out of bounds with 1.1 seconds remaining. Zach Cameron with a huge block, his 61st of the season, puts him in the top 15 in the country.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win.
Forbes looks in, nobody there, drives it now, curls it off the window. The reverse layup for Holly Forbes. 15 for the freshman out of North County.
Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for region championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Now here's Golden. Golden slicing down the middle of the lane. The runner falls for her. Allie Golden with 12 points. She drives right by.
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio KREI, J98, and MIMOinfo.com.
This is Edwards slashing down the left side of the line, rises up, and thumps his man down to the ground. The Tomahawk Jam. Maurice Edwards coming off a trampoline and dropping an anvil.
Now let's go courtside with Chad Speaker and Kevin Thurman for your pregame show.
Now we're courtside of the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse tonight. Region 16 action. The Mineral Area College men hosting the West Plains Grizzlies. The Mineral Area College ladies playing a little bit earlier today. And, well, it was a tough one on the road for the MAC ladies. They fell at Vincennes 84-48. It was a team that MAC had defeated earlier this year by 23 points. However, the Mineral Area College ladies playing their third game in the last 5 days. They had two injured starters that did not even suit up. So a tough one on the road. MAC ladies are going to try to reset coming up in the season finale coming up on Saturday against State Fair. As far as the MAC men, they're going against the West Plains Grizzlies tonight. The Cardinal men are 20-8, but they're only 1-5 in Region 16. The West Plains Grizzlies have locked up the 2 seed in the postseason tournament, and West Plains 19-9. On the year. It was an interesting game on the road earlier this year at West Plains. In fact, Mineral Area College trailed in that game by 22 points before rallying in the second half and actually coming all the way back to take the lead. Here's Cackleries at the head of the circle. 79-78. West Plains by a point. Cackleries looks for Rosses deep in the paint. Pump fake off the window. Yeah! Rosses puts him on top. He's got 15, and MAC leads 80-79 with 32 seconds remaining in regulation. West Plains hit a three late and eventually won it in overtime, 93-92. Always see something new, Kevin. I've seen a lot of games, but that never seen one quite like that.
Yeah, that was a fun one. That one, you know, early on we thought, boy, this is outcome is not going to be very pretty in this game. And then they came out second half and just with a new desire, new will, and just fought back in that game and made a heck of a game out of it.
It was the third game after Mineral Area College had lost their leading scorer for the year, Darius Brown, dismissed from the team, and some injuries as well. They had a diminished roster, and unfortunately that theme continues tonight. Anthony Wales, sick in the hospital, not able to join his club tonight, and so only 7 available guys for the Cardinals this evening. And something that we learned about the Grizzlies, Kevin, and seeing them before, boy, they're deep. I mean, they have guys they bring off the bench. We saw DeAndre Vilmer come off the bench in that ball game to score 11 points. Alex Peterson, who we were both very impressed with, scored 14 off the bench. Oh, yeah, not to mention they have a pretty nice starting lineup, too.
Right, and that's something we were worried about, you know, with that much depth and then with us only having 7 players, is that going to, you know, how's that going to turn out? Well, it was okay last time. We'll see how it goes tonight.
Yeah, we surely will. You're listening to the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington for all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve on the Outer Service Road at the Lettington exit and online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Coming up next, we'll hear from the coaches. We'll have a chat with Chris Pope, the head coach for the West Plains Grizzlies, and also the head coach for the Mineral Area College Cardinals, Luke Streggy. That's up ahead on the other side of this 30-second timeout right here on Super Talk 800 KREI.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Buss, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Great to be joined by Chris Pope now. I'm cleaning my teeth. There's a lady that brings us candy every night. She didn't give any to you, did she?
Where'd she go? No. Where'd she go?
Coach bringing his team up. And we weren't sure about the weather at first, but you guys get here safely. Glad to see you. You know, the last game, I talk about the fact that one of the reasons I love to do sports is that however many thousands of games I've seen, I always see something new. And I did the last time these two got together. You guys just rolled over Mac by 23 points through the first 25 minutes. Then Mac wins 15 minutes of the ball game by, 23 points or whatever. And then it was competitive after that. It was a crazy game.
Yeah, you know, that's been the MO of our team. We've had a really hard time playing with leads. But what makes them, I think we talked about it last time, what makes you guys so dangerous? One, they're well coached, but they really shoot it. And it's what makes Three Rivers, you know, so dangerous.
Yeah.
Those kind of, we were up on Three Rivers two games by over 20 plus in the second half. Same thing. The one went into overtime, one was a 7-point game. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those things where you think you got to figure it out. You think you say the right things to your guys, but there's still some let up, some whatever. And then once the other team gets it rolling, momentum's a big factor in any kind of sport.
It is, yeah. That's something I like that you told me. You said, hey, you know, sometimes the other team actually does play well, and then it happens. But how do you try to coach, you know, closing a game strong? Is there a way to do that?
I mean, there are a lot of things that you try to do. You try to be more solid. You take less risks. You change your pace a little bit. We run more. We tend to run more sets and such just because it slows it down without telling our guys. What I hate to do is tell them, hey, hold up. Don't, you know, be conservative. We're still trying to score, but by running sets, you kind of slow the pace a little bit. You know, there's some different things you do, but the bottom line, you got to take care of the ball and you got to get defensive stops. You know, we talk about when you have a lead, sure, you don't have to score again. If you just get stops,
that's true.
You win.
Yeah, that's true. You have twice as many players as Mac. I asked you if we could borrow a few, and you were not kind enough to do that. But,
no.
I mean, you probably try to utilize that depth, right? Don't you? You try to throw numbers at Mac here?
We do. We do to some extent. I mean, we play fast. I think it wears on teams anyway. We try to be well-conditioned. That's one of our goals, is to be the best conditioned team, be the fastest team from free throw line to free throw line in the country. I mean, that's one of the things that we talk about. And so, I mean, hopefully that'll wear on you. but we use the depth. We got good guys throughout. I mean, there isn't anybody on my roster that I'm afraid to put out there. That helps.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Chris Pope joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're back after this on KREI.
Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleegs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleegs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleegs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fleegs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleegs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleegs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleegs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fleegs.com.
Well, Luke Streggy offering a smile before the game. What do you do? You know, I guess you could be grouchy all the time or not. Another guy coming up with an injury. And I'll tell you what, I don't know. Against West Plains, you almost pulled off the impossible the first time you played him. It was crazy. One of the craziest games I remember. It was really three games. They kind of whooped up on you for 25 minutes. You guys blew by them for 15, and then it was competitive last time.
Yeah, I think last time we had the element of surprise. We showed up with six guys or something like that, and they, you know, I've been in that situation before where you get fired up for a team, and then all of a sudden there are guys missing, and it's kind of hard to maintain your momentum. And they got off to a great lead against us and played really well, like they do, and then they just kind of fell asleep a little bit. And then we attacked the rim in the second half and got layup after layup after layup, and were able to reel them back in. and we're in a position to win that game and really steal that one on the road. We're not going to surprise them tonight, but you know, we've got enough to play a game, so we're going to play a game.
You were telling me earlier this week, you thought it was just aggressiveness that kind of flipped the switch for you in the game down there.
Yeah, we just it was a tale of two halves offensively. In the first half, we were really, really soft. We shot a lot of jump shots. We turned the basketball over. And then, you know, just for example, like David Catriz is coming off a ball screen in the first half. No one stops him, but he would pick up a dribble and try to make a play. Then we just talked about it at halftime, and that's a key for us, is just get to half with this group. Like, if we can just be down eight at half, we can figure some things out in the second half and try to win a 20-minute basketball game. The problem at that time, we were down 16. So when we made that adjustment, it was such a big mountain to climb, and they did it. But we made an offensive adjustment, and the guys started to realize that if we were aggressive and we went to the rim, we could score when we wanted to. And we were just able to make enough stops to be in a position to win that game. So, you know, it's getting to halftime is a big deal for us because we are so shorthanded. Like you said at the beginning, we've now lost another player for the season for injury. We're just going to get to half. If we can just get to half and it's still a basketball game where the guys can regroup and breathe a little bit, it'll be very good for us. And I think that our dangerous area for us is the last 4 or 5 minutes of a half. When you really, like, you know, they've been out there for 15 or 16 minutes already, can they maintain that momentum? I might have to call an extra timeout or two in the first half, which I really hate doing, just to get us to halftime where it's still a game, and then try to figure out some things in the second half.
You know, doubling, to me, kind of the storyline, too, is that you thought the West Plains Grizzlies might have been the deepest with the most complete roster, but yet toward the end is where you started doing better. But boy, I thought what you were telling us last time, like the guys they bring off the bench, a guy like Alex Peterson scores 14 off the bench, a guy that can, you know, really play, a guy that Vilmer, 3.5 points, scored 11. I mean, they just bring them in and they just plug them in.
Yeah, and they're very deep. And, you know, when we just showed up with a couple at the last game, they really didn't have much time to prepare for that in a game plan sense, meaning that, you know, they weren't prepared to just attack us and press us and make it a full court game and just wear us out. They just played their style because they didn't know coming into the game that we would show up that shorthanded. You know, tonight they've had time to prepare for a couple days, and we'll probably see some press, and they'll try to play fast and wear us out. And then, you know, we just got to hope that a couple shots go in and they miss a couple, and then we just got to get to halftime. If it's still a basketball game at halftime, we can try to change some things up offensively, defensively, whatever we've got to do. We've been pretty good at that offensively in the second half, of seeing how they guard things in the second half, coming out with some new things. And you know what? Just give us a chance. Just give us a chance in this basketball game with five or six guys. And the other thing is we've got to stay out of foul trouble. So we were talking as a coaching staff that we may have to play some zone tonight, not out of like – that it's the best thing to do against West Plains, just so we don't embarrass ourselves and have to play with four, just to have five guys on the floor. So we may have to play some zone and slow down a little bit and just try to stay in the ball game as long as we can, and then try to make a shot late to win it.
Mac head man Luke Strege joining us on your Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're back with more after this.
At Toyota, our President's Day sales event is calling, and it's a great time to get a monumental deal on a new Toyota. Go from sea to shining sea in the roomy 2019 Highlander with 5 USB ports and available rear seat entertainment. Kick back in the Highlander's quiet interior and easily fit your whole crew and all your gear with ample adjustable cargo space. And you'll enjoy peace of mind as you explore the home of the brave, because the Highlander comes with our advanced safety system standard at no extra cost. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska. Roadside assistance does not include parts and fluids except in emergency fuel delivery.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
Missouri's Parkland, a great place to visit or live. We're the voice of the Parkland. AM 800 KREI Farmington, Park Hills, Mine, Lamont.
Let's meet our starting lineups in tonight's action, and their courtesy of Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. The West Plains Grizzlies will start. Sadar Calhoun, he's from Tappahannock, Virginia, 6'6 freshman. He averages 18 a game. Drayvon Claiborne is a 6'1 freshman from Chicago, 9.1 points, but he's 16th in the country with 6.6 assists. Eric Levette is a 6'5 sophomore from Jonesboro, Georgia, leads him in scoring at 18.5. Byron Edwards goes 6'7. He's from San Antonio, Texas, a sophomore, 11.6 points, and leads him in rebounds at 6.3. And DeAndre Vilmer is a 6'4 freshman out of the Bahamas and a 3.5 scorer for the Grizzlies. The Mineral Area College Cardinals will start Patrick Strizala, a 6'4 sophomore from Bayonne, New Jersey. He's scoring 9.5, leads Mackey in 3-point shooting. David Cacalries is a 6'1 sophomore from Amass, Pennsylvania, 23rd in the country with 6.4 assists a game and scoring nearly 12.5. Steve Wooten has now taken over the lead in the scoring for this team at 14.7 points per game, and he pulls down 7.5 rebounds, coming off a 34-point outburst against Three Rivers. Steve's a 6'5 sophomore from Madison, Wisconsin. Yahuza Rossis leads the team in rebounding at 8.1, and he scores 14.6. He's a 6'7 freshman from St. Louis. Gabe O'Neill in the starting lineup, a 6'6 freshman from Cincinnati, Ohio, averages 10 points and 6 rebounds. Our tip-off coming up, courtesy of New Era Bank. Easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy, visit your local New Era Bank branch to see how easy. Or go online at neweraBank.com. The teams take the floor. Mineral Area College come out in their white uniforms. They've got the red numbers with black outlines. The Grizzlies in their road blues. They've got white numbers and letters with a red outline. And our check of the uniforms brought to you by Serenity Hospice. Peace of mind when it matters most. We're actually warming up, 41 degrees, and no snow right now. Yeah, a little check of the weather brought to you there on our pregame show as well. And that's brought to you by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Mack wins the tap, and David Cacalries has the basketball, and we are underway. Head of the circle, here's Gabe O'Neill. Cacalries does that thing where he hands it off, runs in a circle, and comes back and gets it. Part of the play. Over to the right wing, Steve Wooten lobs it underneath to O'Neill. Touch pass, right corner, Strizala triple. Missed it short. Nice play design. Just did not down the shot. West Plains first possession. Here's Claiborne up the floor. This is Calhoun with the basketball. Calhoun scored 17 the last time these two played. He averages 18, but Kevin, 6'6", chiseled. This guy is a specimen. He looks like a high-level Division I player, and he is getting recruited that way as well. Top of the key, this is Claiborne. Claiborne throws it on the right wing. They pop it out to Calhoun in the left corner. He snaps off the three, can't hit the shot, and the rebound is scrapped away by West Plains. Calhoun attacks and finger rolls it in. Sadar Calhoun, guy averages 18 points a game, shoots 50%. He shoots 43% outside of the arc, and he has kind of Lance Singish hair, if you remember that from last year a little bit. Not quite to the degree. Not quite Sideshow Bob level, as right, Kevin made right. The comparison.
That's right. That's right.
Going in that direction.
I tell you what, though, they've got several guys off the bench that are about that same size. They've got several 6'7", 6'8", chiseled body guys over there on the bench as well.
They have a 6'11 guy, Kevin, that didn't even get off the bench for him last time. He's already signed with Tulane, and he was healthy.
Right.
So, yeah, so they've got depth to spare, and they lead it 3-0 on the three-point play by Calhoun. The Grizzlies play the half-court man-to-man. Cacalries picks the dribble up between the circles. Over to the left wing, he plays to O'Neill. David slashing to the rim and throws it up, but he throws it short. One chance and done. Byron Edwards grabs the rebound, races coast-to-coast, and he misses the layup as well. Strizala grabs a hold of the rebound, and we're going back over to from our right to our left side. Right corner, Cacalries looks into Rossis, and Rossis gets to the middle, squares the shoulders, and fires it in. He's Mr. Dependable. Yahuza's 29th in the country in field goal percentage, nearly 64% on the year. And a 3-2 lead for West Plains. They've got it on the right wing to Levette. Head of the circle now, play it to Edwards. And now to the left wing, it's Claiborne. Claiborne skips it over to Calhoun in the right corner. Calhoun slashing to the middle, pulls up, right elbow. That was a very difficult shot, and he made it look easy. Calhoun with five. He's got all the scoring for West Plains. And a 5-2 lead for the Grizzlies. Just 2 minutes into the ballgame here. Calhoun, a pump fake from three, drives to the right elbow, pump fakes, then puts his feet together and hits another Manilon. Cackle spins around a screen from O'Neal. Strzala throws a bounce pass on a back cut by Rossis. The ball goes on the deck, squeezes back out front to Cackle or to Strzala. Strzala to the left corner. Rossis tries a triple. Why not? Yehuda Rossis. He's done everything else for this team. He leads them in three-point percentage now at 43% on the year. That's his 17th made three. He's got 5 points, and we're tied at five. Yehuda Rossis kid's been a revelation this year for Mac. And now there's a drive along the baseline and a reverse layup by Eric Levette. He leads him in scoring on the year at 18.5, and it's a 7-5 lead for West Plains. And we're 2.5 minutes in here at the Bob. Rossis to O'Neal, right elbow. Back out to Cackleries. He's got it on the right corner. David squares for three and knocks the bottom out of it. David Cackleries shooting 39% outside of the arc and an 8-7 lead for Mac. Not a bad start, huh?
No, they're playing really well. This is an up-tempo game. The Grizzlies like to play an up-tempo game, so you're going to see a lot of points scored here tonight.
Here's Levette. Levette, a step back, 18-footer, difficult shot. Rossis climbs the ladder for the rebound. Yehuza leads Mac in that category at 18.1, or rather 8.1 rebounds per game. Beautiful pass, Cackleries. Oh. O'Neal, though, misses the jam, but then he pulls down his own rebound and finishes with the left hand.
How about that pass? I don't know if you saw that. That pass went between the legs of the defender there. That's an amazing pass by Cackleries.
Now here's a little Euro step on a drive by Claiborne. That one is snapped out of bounds. Early in the season, Kevin, we were surprised by David Cackleries. Now we're just amazed. We're not surprised anymore.
right. You're right. Yeah, we expect it now, actually. We expect it.
A 10-7 lead for Mac on the bucket by O'Neal. Cackleries gambles for the steal, but Claiborne grabs it, misses the runner, and O'Neal snatches the rebound. Here's Steve Wooten. Steve's been hot lately, Kevin. Scored 34 against Three Rivers last time
out. He's getting better and better. You know, and with Darius Brown being gone, I think he feels the pressure to kind of take over and kind of be the main scorer in this team. And he's a good one to do it. He can do it.
He is. Cackleries misses a three. A long rebound tracked down by Rossis. Good hustle for him. And he scoops it back out to David along the right wing. They'll play it to Rossis. He's in the right corner. Drives, fires, left wing. Wooten wide open. Triple on the way, but short. And jumping up for the rebound there is Byron Edwards. Edwards listed at 6'7", leads the team in rebounding at 6.3. Over to the right wing, Vilmer. Vilmer now just hands it off to Claiborne, standing to his right. Back to the top of the key, Edwards. Now over to the left corner, that's Levette. Work it back outside, Calhoun for three. Nothing but nylon. Sadar Calhoun, 8 points.
Yeah, he's feeling it tonight.
Oh, man. He's got a three, he's got two twos and a free throw. And he's got eight of his team's 10. We're coming up on 5 minutes into this ball game. Cackleries to the right wing, Rossis. Now here's Wooten between the circles to the left wing, Strzala. Back to David on the left wing outside of the arc. Give and go, but the defense stayed with him. That was Calhoun. Tremendous defense by Calhoun right there. Right wing, that's Strzala looking for a drive. And it goes up from the free throw line. Got really bumped off of his stride before he shot it. Maybe should have been a three-point attempt, but Patrick nails it. That's the old playground jumper right there where you just go follow through on it.
Yeah, that was a good shot. He created some of that, too. I think it was a good no call either way on that. But he got separation, was able to hit the shot.
Pump fake by Claiborne, drives, and then fires mid-post. Right side, Vilmer misses the shot. Mac grabs a hold of the rebound, and Wooten is on the trot. Wooten now slashing down the middle of the lane. Goes to the left hand, can't spin it in. He and O'Neal battle each other for the rebound. Each one of them independently would have had it, but together they work at cross purposes, and the Grizzlies have it back. It was a terrific drive, and I thought he was going to finish it there for a moment.
Yeah, he had to put a little English on it, maybe put a little too much, and it kind of spun out just a little bit. But and again, they fought over the rebound, ended up bouncing it out of bounds.
A 12-10 lead for Mineral Area College. West Plains 19-9. They're 4-2 inside of Region 16. Mac 20-8 and 1-5 in region play. Calhoun left corner three misses this one. Wooten jumps up for the rebound. It goes above the 10 to grab it. And now he trots down the other way. Fires it off to Cackleries. Cackleries a bouncer intended for Wooten underneath. Dangerous pass that was slapped out of bounds by Byron Edwards. 12-10 lead for Mac. We're at the 14-11 mark of the first half of play, and Mineral Area College has the basketball. Tackle reads left of the bucket along the baseline. Fires to the right corner. Strazala, pump fake on a three. Got right inside of the closeout man and fired it through from 17. A couple of good-looking jumpers for Patrick Strazala. And it's a 14-10 lead for Mineral Area College. Just under 14 to go in the first half. There's a drive by Claiborne. Claiborne lets it loose to Edwards, who's slashing down the middle. Edwards misses the runner, and a rebound is fought for by Vilmer. Took it away from O'Neill. First substitute of the ball game coming up for the Grizzlies. We'll see Houston Johnson check in next dead ball. Poor pass over to the left wing, but Edwards does manage to corral it. Then it goes to Vilmer on the left elbow. Vilmer to Calhoun. Calhoun inside, goes off of one foot, rises up, shoots it off of one hand. A line drive shot that skitters across the rim and then is tapped out, and they'll say the Cardinals touched it last. 13-28 remaining in the first half. How about Mack leading 14-10 over West Plains? And we're back on the other side of this one-minute timeout right here on AM 800 KREI.
Have real estate to sell? Consider this.
What affects the value of your home? Location has always been important. Age, size, sale price of sold properties, and the number of similar properties for sale are also vital. Conditions now are great for sellers as there is a shortage of marketable homes. Call me, Mary Gilliam, get an opinion on your home. Now is the time to sell.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate will help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Doing good in the neighborhood with Late Night for Less at Applebee's. Half-price appetizers like boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, and more. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Daily happy hour drink specials with $1 hurricanes all month long. Plus, we have a sweetheart meal for two, February 14th through February 17th, for only $39.99. Go to Applebee's.com for a full menu and specific happy hour times. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
We've got district tournament action on J98 tonight. The St. Pius boys defeating Arcadia Valley 38-32 over on J98 tonight. And right here in the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse, there's an inbounds pass to Calhoun. He gets it mid-post right side, just flat elevates over everybody and tosses it right through. So 14-12 lead for Mack, leading it by two. David Cackleries running the point right here. Mineral Area College does not have a sub into the ball game yet. They have only two subs tonight, both guards, Grubb and Rafat. Cackleries guarded tightly by Calhoun, plays it away to Wooten. Wooten slashes to the left elbow, squares, fires, missed it just long. Rosses grabs the rebound, but O'Neill threw it away. Intercepted by Edwards. Edwards throws it over to the left wing. They lob it to the right side. Lavette sailing in, trying to jam it down. This one skims off the rim and can't get it to go. Mack does a nice job in transition defense. Strazala right wing. He's now at the head of the circle, puts it in the left hand. A fade from 17 off of 1 foot. Missed it. Backside rebound. Tremendous job. O'Neill and Rosses really are working hard in there. They're the only two bigs. Now, you've got Wooten, I guess, but he kind of glides to the outside sometimes. But I think O'Neill and Rosses working hard underneath.
Yeah, they are. And they're, again, they're going to get against some tall guys in there, and they're able to get in there and get some rebounds and work hard. He couldn't quite finish that one, but he did get fouled. O'Neill's going to the line. Going line for two.
Gabe looking for his first free throw here, and he nestles that one in. He's got a field goal already. 3 points for Gabe as he puts that one in. Gabe had a double-double last time these two played, and that was back on February 5th. Gabe turning in 11 points and 10 rebounds in that ball game. Nikki Thomas checks in for West Plains. O'Neill back to the stripe, trying to make a four-point advantage for Mack. Can't do it. Got the first one, not the second one. And the Grizzlies have the basketball. Drayvon Claiborne floats it across the timeline to Byron Edwards. Back to Claiborne. They're playing catch along the half-court stripe. They work to the right corner to Thomas. And now there's a drive by Claiborne. A beautiful bounce pass down underneath. And you count that bucket for Byron Edwards. Ross actually slapped it as it came off the glass, but it still went through. So no need for the goaltend call. And a 15-14 lead for Mineral Area College by just a point here. Two-handed chest pass left wing. That's Strazala. Cackleries floating over to the right wing. O'Neill trying to come out to set a screen. Back cut, Cackleries, and Cackleries explodes to the basket but leaves the shot long. Backside rebound, Edwards. He's going to bring it across the timeline with his own dribble here. Guarded by Rosses. Head of the circle to get a Houston Johnson. Johnson throws it over to the left wing. That's for Claiborne. Claiborne rubs off of the screen, pitches it to the right wing. Edwards three, and that one is stuck where the rim meets the backboard. Alternate possession. Going to keep it right there with the Grizzlies. You should almost get points for that. That's way harder than making a basket.
You're right. Well, I don't know. It's harder. It is hard. It's easier to make a basket than do that. But I've seen that done quite a few times.
Yeah. Here's Alex Peterson, Kevin. Peterson scored 14 points with 6 rebounds. We thought he was just super active in that game at West Plains. Calhoun curling around. They can't squeeze it into him. Ball slapped out of bounds. And Mack remains on defense here as West Plains will stride again. A 15-14 lead for Mineral Area College on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Good inbounds defense for Mack. Peterson gets the pass in the right corner, hands it right back to Claiborne, who had inbounded it. Claiborne drives, spins a 360, and is fouled. He'll work his way to the basket. Good work by Claiborne to create that contact with Cackleries, and the first one on David. Our pause during our free throws here brought to us by Caldwell Banker. They move this down online at CaldwellBankerHolsey.com. So Mack leads by a point, and Drayvon Claiborne is at the free throw line looking for his first points. He nearly had a double-double in the first meeting between these two. He had 7 points. He had 11 assists. Claiborne 16th in the country at 6.6 assists per game. He gets his first point of the ball game right there, and he ties the ball game at 15. 11:37 remaining here in our first half. So Drayvon Claiborne, a freshman from Chicago, trying to put his team on top, does so as he splits the strings there. 16-15. West Plains leading at a modest 6-1 push for them. And 11.5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Left corner three, Strazala shot it right over the top of Calhoun and rattled it home. Patrick has 7, and Mack bolts back on top. 18-16, Strazala rips it off, headed the other way. Right side, Cackleries layup, swatted against the glass by Calhoun. Rebound, Wooten, count the bucket, and he's fouled. Well, Kevin, for Mack only having 7 available guys, they look like they were playing 8-on-5 right there.
Well, I tell you, they're really active, and you know, my only worry is they don't wear down. You were 11 minutes to go here in the first half, and boy, they're just so active, running up and down the court, playing really hard.
Wooten to the free throw line, trying to complete the 3-point play. He does so. Steve's got his first 3 points. That's a McDonald's fast break, friends. A tasty breakfast fast for your Egg McMuffin, always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. 21-16, Mineral Area College responds to that 6-1 push by West Plains with a 5-0 push of their own. And Houston Johnson says, okay, I got your next bucket. He goes to the right corner. He attempts only his 7-3 of the year, and it's his 4th make. And 21-19, Mack leads by 2. Left corner 3, Strazala. The kid's heating up. He's got 2 triples now. A little bang, bang for Strazala, and he's got 10.
Well, we know if he gets in the zone, he can get really hot, and so far he's in the zone.
Mack on top, 24-19. Boy, he started out with a mid-range game and moved it back from there. He's Mineral Area College's leading 3-point shooter in terms of shots made and shots attempted. Calhoun tries the triple, missed that one, and the rebound between West Plains and also Rafat for Mineral Area College, and they're going to say that Rafat touched it last. Eric Levette checking in. Rafat, the only sub to come in for Mack so far today. Jared Grubb, the only other available player. 24-19, Mineral Area College leads here. Patrick Strazala with a terrific first half. He's put in 10 in the first 9 minutes of this one. Now to the right corner, Johnson. Pump fake on a 3. Thought he traveled on his way in. Doesn't matter. It's Rosses right there taking the charge as per custom.
Yes, we haven't done many games where he has not taken a charge. He is so good at that.
So Houston Johnson picks up his first personal foul. And there's Yehuza doing great work again. 10-20 remaining in the first half. And Mineral Area College leads by 5 points. Mack basketball, right wing Rafat, bounce pass Wooten, right baseline jumper from 15. Looked good, go off his hand, just skims off the back of the iron, and they'll say that Rosses touched it last. 10 minutes and 10 seconds on this first half clock on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. West Plains basketball, but Mack by 5. Claiborne head of the circle to the right wing, Thomas. Thomas rubs off a screen, fires to the left wing, Levette. He hands it off to Claiborne just to his left. Claiborne wraps it around to the right wing. Nicky Thomas tries a triple and finds the range. Only the 7th made 3 for Nicky Thomas on the year. He's made it a 2-point game, 24-22. 9:45 remaining in the first half. Here's Cackleries now. Cackleries slashing into the paint. Tries to throw it over to the right corner for Rafat. And the ball tapped out of bounds. David had an open 13-foot shot right there, but kind of put on the brakes, and instead of looking to pop it up there, looking for somebody to pass it to. He is a pass-first point guard, but certainly a guy that can score. Cackery shooting 58% on the air. Here's Strazala, left wing three. Felt like he was going to pop that one in again.
Kind of a heat check there. Yeah. That one didn't go.
Skimmed it off the rim. Nicky Thomas hit the three last time down for West Plains. His trailer this time, Houston Johnson does the same. And Johnson has two triples. Johnson has only 8 tries from the three-point line all year, and he's now made 5 of them. So 25-24. West Plains is on top. Those back-to-back threes for West Plains. Mineral Area College led by 5 for a moment. Rafat right corner three. That one won't go. Levette is there for the rebound, and he is bolting across the timeline. Takes it coast-to-coast, throws it to the right corner. Thomas. Thomas, the head of the circle. This is Claiborne. No look pass. Back to the right corner. Levette blows by Rosas. Jump stop inside. Hands it off there to Peterson. Peterson's first one won't go. His second one won't go. A battle for the rebound. Won by Strazala. Patrick skips it across the timeline, right hand, left hand. 8:35 remaining here in this first half. Mineral Area College looking for the lead back. They trail by one. 25-24 West Plains. Cackery is top of the key. Wooten calling for the basketball. David, though, just inside of the arc, left wing. That one just rims out. 8:19 remaining in the first half. An end-to-end run that time by Claiborne. Rosas slaps it against the glass, blocks the shot, but Peterson is there for the rebound and the stick back. And 27-24. It's a three-point advantage for West Plains. Take a timeout right here. We're back in 1 minute on SuperTalk 800 KREI.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration. Online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
A 9-0 run by West Plains as they lead MAC 27-24. 8:13 remaining here in the first half. We track those districts going on around the area as well. We go to Class 1 District 2. The South Iron girls advance to the championship game over Viburnum 78-31. And Lesterville wins a squeaker against St. Paul 56-55. So that sets up that district championship game there at South Iron. 27, we'll have that for you on the air, by the way, tomorrow night. 27 on J98. 27-24, and Mac trails it. He'll cackles. He drives it. Rafat plays it over to Wooten. Wooten right wing three. Missed it. Tap try. O'Neal misses that one. They're going to catch Gabe over the back right there. That's the first one on, I know, second one, I beg your pardon, on Gabe. Two fouls on Gabe, and Coach Strage goes deeper into his bench. Jared Grubb becomes the seventh player and the final player.
Yeah, and the MAC team gets a little smaller, too. I mean, when you lose Gabe O'Neal, you lose your big man underneath. So
your lead blocker.
Your lead blocker, yep.
27-24, West Plains leads it here with the basketball. Byron Edwards on the left wing plays it over to Levette. Levette scoots back for a three and buried it. Eric Levette. He's got 5 points now in the lead. Swells to 6. It's been a 12-0 run by West Plains. 30-24. They lead it by 6. Largest lead of the ball game for West Plains. Cackery's bounces to Rosas. Rosas left elbow extended. He's outside of the arc. Puts it on the deck with his left hand. A switch off on him, and Nicky Thomas puts the brakes on his drive. Cackery's now looks to drive. He's stopped. David bounces to Rosas. Left baseline jumper. Rosas. Difficult shot and put it through. Yahuza with 7. Defender right there with him. Here's Alex Peterson quickly the other way. He shoots one up in the middle of the lane, misses the hook. Strazala has the rebound. Pat has really hit the boards in this game. Here's a straight on three for Pat in transition. Bang, bang, bang. Patrick Strazala with 13 big ones. He's keeping the Cardinals afloat here. 30-29, Mineral Area College within a point. And 6:47 remaining in our first half. Strazala with 13 big ones here in the first half to lead all scorers. West Plains basketball. Jode Campbell has it stolen away. Here's Cackleby's on the run. Oh, David misses the layup. Tried to fly to the rim, and he just flat overshot it on the layup. And then quickly the other way, the three-pointer goes down for Lavette. So it's a five-point swing just like that. 33-29. 6:15 remaining here in our first half. Cackleby's between the circles. Gives it off to Rossis, but he'll be right back. And then they throw it right back to David, who runs in that circle. He's got it between the circles now. Goes to the left hand. He's outside of the arc. Crossover dribble. Looks to the left corner. Strazala driving the baseline. Stops. He steps back, and he knocks another one down. Patrick just doing it all over the floor. 15 for Strazala in a two-point game. 33-31. West Plains still leading it here with 5:45 remaining in the first half. They quickly get it inside. Peterson over the top of Cackleries. He stretches out that 6-7 frame over the top of the point guard. 35-31, a four-point lead for the Grizzlies. What a first half for Patrick Strazala. Strazala scored 13 the last time these two played. He's got 15 in the first half this time. Over to the right wing, Cackleries. They need to get Wooten going. And they play it down underneath to Steve. He does grab it, and he is fouled. Foul goes against Lavette, his second personal, and the fourth team foul. 5:20 remaining in the first half. 35-31, West Plains with a lead, but Mack with the basketball. We'll tell you more in 1 minute right here on SuperTalk 800.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Kevin and I would like to extend a sincere thank you to Grandma McFarland providing our pregame candy for us today, helping us get through the ball game, get our sugar rush.
A little fudge, peanut butter fudge, some chocolate mint, all kinds of good stuff.
Thank you, Grandma McFarland.
Chocolate-covered strawberry.
We appreciate that. Yummy, yummy stuff. Yeah. The official candy sponsor of Mineral Area College. 5:20 remaining in our first half. Mack trails by four. They've got the basketball. Here's Jared Grubb on the right wing. He slashes through and curls one up and under the defense. That's a way to come off the bench. Jared Grubb gets his first bucket and 35-33. Coach Strege told us once, twice, three times in the pregame show, if we can just get to half and it's a ball game, then we'll feel pretty good. Well, it's closing in as the three-pointer is missed by Jode Campbell, and Mack has a chance now to tie or take the lead. Grubb asking for it. Instead, it's Wooten. Wooten slashes inside of the free throw line to Rossis. Left-hand finish! Yes, sir! Yahuza with points number 8 and 9, and very nice sharing, young men. 35-35, 4:44 remaining in the first half. That's a nifty back cut, but Yahuza is the human eraser that time! Edwards went up, and Yahuza just gobbled it up by the glass. Transition three for Grubb. That won't fall. And an near-side rebound for Campbell along the baseline. We're tied at 35. Bullet pass to the right elbow. Jumper won't fall for Peterson. And Mack has another chance to take the lead. 4:20 remaining in the first half. The red-hot Strazala driving, scooping, scoring! He went to the left hand and played it off the window. 17 big ones for PS from Bayonne, New Jersey.
How about that? I don't see him using that left hand like that very much. That's probably the only time I've seen him use that. And he did that really well.
Here's a steal by Grubb. The rip, the run, the pilfer, and the push. And Jared Grubb puts it in on the steal and the bucket at the other end. 39-35. Mineral Area College playing tough. 3:50 remaining in our first half. It was a six-point deficit for Mack at the 7:30 mark. at the 340 mark. It's a 4-point lead, 39-35. Rosas goes up to challenge the shot from Claiborne. That one goes out of bounds. So Middle Area College now, Kevin, on a 15-5 push. And the thing is, they're doing it every way you can. Grizzlies basketball, they lob it into Peterson, left of the lane. Curling around to grab it is Claiborne. Claiborne has the ball tapped away. It's Cackery stealing it. One-on-one. David goes to the left hand. Reverse layup. Up and in! Another McDonald's fast break. And David Cackery has five. 41-35. A 17-5 run for your Cardinals.
Yeah, and what a tough shot that was for Cackery. He went on the other side of the rim, put some reverse spin on it with his right hand and spun it in. Tough shot.
Everybody contributing. Jode Campbell at the free throw line. Misses that runner. Wooten rips the rebound down. Max on the run again. Strazala, left wing. Goes to the left hand. Drives to the baseline. Turns his back to the basket, trying to chisel his way in. Throws it back outside. Here's Wooten. He's 26 feet out. Now they say let's run into the half court. Cackery is just on the other side of the half-court line. Mack leads by six, 41-35, in the midst of a 17-5 run. Cackery looks to the right corner. Strazala, triple. Yeah, why not? Patrick Strazala knocks the bottom out of it. 20 points for Strazala. Red hot in the bob. 44-35, it's Mineral Area College by nine in the midst of a 20-5 run. We're back in a minute right here on KREI.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is out to prove that you don't need to be bigger to be better. Let's do a quick check. A full line of top quality products and services? Check. Nurses on staff for health screenings? Check. Being a preferred provider for most insurance plans? Check. A staff that believes in making their customers a top priority? Definite check. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is checking all the boxes that the big box guys do, plus more. So stop waiting in line and let us wait on you. Come see us in Deloge, Farmington, Fredericktown, and Ironton.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Well, down to seven guys, the Mineral Area College basketball team puts another one in the hospital today. But, Kevin, the last 6 minutes of basketball, I'm not sure if we've seen six straight minutes of basketball as good as that all year. Yeah. That's a tremendous push by Mac.
The energy, the focus, the resiliency of them, it's easy for you to say. But this team just keeps going. I tell you what, now my worry is can they keep this up for a full 40 minutes? Mm-hmm. So far, so good. 2:40 to go here in the first half.
A 20-5 push for Mac, and Patrick Strazala just red hot. 20 points for him in the first half. He's got four triples, but he's doing it really every way you can. In the Mineral Area College defense coming together on the other end. The right wing, this is Claiborne for West Plains. They enter it to Edwards. He's just outside of the right low block. Misses that one. Strazala taps it out for Wooten, and Mack pushing it up the floor again. Here's Steve Wooten on the right wing. Pitches it back to Cackery. They'll run into the half court. Cackery's guarded by Sadar Calhoun. 2:09 remaining in the first half. 44-35. Mack in the midst of a 20-5 run. Cackery backs it out. 2 minutes to go now in the first half. David with the left hand. Left hand, right hand. Now he squares for three. Misses that one, but Rosas has the rebound, and the little lefty flips to finish the play. 11 for Rosas. Mack on top by 11. And they're on now a 22-5 push. 1:45 remaining in the first half. A near steal by Grubb as he closes out. The Grizzlies settle it down with Claiborne on the right wing. Cackery goes to guard him. Claiborne throws it out of bounds, and these Grizzlies, Mac's gotten in their head a little bit here.
Yeah, they have. They're a little out of sync. They just threw that ball out of bounds right there, hoping that Calhoun was going to go one way, and he went the other.
Mac on pace for a 50-point first half. The first time these two saw one another, Mineral Area College trailed by 22 in the second half, went on a huge run to actually take the lead in that ball game. This time it's been the first half that's been the big run. It's been a 22-5 push by Mack so far. And as Wooten drives to the basket, he missed it. But then the ball kicked back to Rosas, and Mack has another chance. 1:12 remaining in the first half. Grubb curls it to Rosas. Rosas standing in half court. Cackery comes to grab it. Mack leads by 11, 46-35. Trying to work the clock here a little bit as well. Under 1 minute to go in the first half. 10 on the shot clock. Cackery's between the circles. David looking for a screen from Rosses. Gets it. Had him open for just a moment, but then he lost it on the dribble. Claiborne rips it off, and it's a 3-on-1 for West Plains, and they finish with the layup on the other end by Houston Johnson. Johnson with 8 points off the bench. The lead is 9 for Mac. 46-37. 35 seconds remaining in the first half. This is Rosses with the basketball. Rosses to Kackelreese. 26 ticks remaining in the first half. 14 on the shot clock. Kackelreese right wing, Wooten. Wooten has only 3 points, too. The leading scorer for Mack with only 3 points, and still the Middle Willamette College offense red hot. And just on time, Steve Wooten pops one in from 17. And 48-37. Middle Willamette College back on top by 11. Turnover. Wooten grabs it. He's got Kackelreese up front. Instead, it's Strizzalo the trailer. And it's a 28-footer right at the end of the buzzer that will not go. We've come to the break, and Middle Willamette College has turned in a spectacular first 20 minutes of basketball. 48-37 over West Plains. Coming up next, we've got your Midwest Sports Center halftime show right after this.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
You're listening to the Midwest Sports Center halftime show from here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, 48-37. Well, I hope that it's not a mirror image, Kevin, of our game at West Plains, where West Plains played so well, got a big lead, and then Mac came roaring back. This time it's Mac that has put up a lead here of 11 points in the first half, and let's hope for another run by Mac. Just
right.
Put this one out there.
Right. I tell you what, the crowd here really appreciates the effort that these guys are putting out. They got a nice ovation going into halftime. One of the better ovations, a halftime ovation I've seen in a long time, because they understand they're kind of shorthanded out here, and yet they really played hard. They were the hardest playing team out there for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Mac was down 22 on the road at West Plains, and yeah, they went on a run. I mean, they got the lead. In fact, they were down 50-28 just a few minutes into the second half, and then they finally took their first lead of the second half with 32 seconds left, but it wasn't like they went on a 14-0 run. It was a 52-29 difference over that long, long span of game time, but Kevin Mack in this one at the 7:30 mark. Mineral Area College trailed 30-24. But then with 2 minutes remaining in the first half, Mack was on top 46-35. So over about a five and a half minute span, Mack went on a 22-5 run, and it seemed like every facet of the game, they really played better than West Plains.
Yeah, they did, and they had some really good performances. I mean, we've seen Strzala kind of get hot here and there. He's had some games he's been really quiet, and he's had some other games he's done okay. But I tell you what, he had one of his most fantastic first halves of a game that we've seen, and he's a big reason why we have that 11-point lead right now.
He sure is. He was absolutely on fire in the first half. And in fact, he scored 20 points in the first half alone. Patrick made four threes. But, you know, you kind of expect that from Patrick. Like, we know he can get hot from three, but he's shooting one-foot fadeaway 16-footers on the baseline and with a guy right on top of him, and he's burying those too.
You know, some of us who played basketball and you played pickup games or games that, you know, you're just feeling like it's going down. You hit those little fadeaway one-foot jump shots, and you just know they're going in. That's what he's feeling tonight. He's just feeling it. He's in the zone, and hopefully he can keep it going in the second half.
That's the only reason not to be happy at halftime, I guess.
Right, that's right.
We want Patrick to cool down in there. So Strzala with 20 points. He leads all scorers. Steve Wooten put in five. He had a bucket right there at the end of the first half. Yahuza Rossis once again with great work on the boards. He's got 11 points. Jared Grubb has scored four off the bench. Gabe O'Neill has three. David Cackery is with five. And as we said, Steve Wooten with five as well. The West Plains Grizzlies got actually eight very quick points for Sadar Calhoun, but only two after that point. He came out of the game, got a rest, and he never really got fully engaged again, but he does still lead his team here at the break with 10. Houston Johnson was certainly an impactful guy off the bench. He scored eight. Alex Peterson with four off the bench. Drayvon Claiborne with two. Eric Lavette scored eight. Byron Edwards with a pair. So that's what our halftime scoring looks like on our Bloomsdale Bank stat sheet. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. We're back with more of your Midwest Sports Center halftime show. On the other side of this, 2 minute timeout. Mack by 11 over West Plains, 48-37.
At Toyota, our President's Day sales event is calling, and it's a great time to get a monumental deal on a new Toyota. Go from sea to shining sea in the roomy 2019 Highlander with five USB ports and available rear seat entertainment. Kick back in the Highlander's quiet interior and easily fit your whole crew and all your gear with ample adjustable cargo space. And you'll enjoy peace of mind as you explore the home of the brave, because the Highlander comes with our advanced safety system standard at no extra cost. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska. Roadside assistance does not include parts and fluids except in emergency fuel delivery.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Calgary looks to the right corner. Strzala, triple. Yeah, why not? Patrick Strzala knocks the bottom out of it. 20 points for Strzala. Red hot in the bob. 44-35. It's Mineral Area College by nine in the midst of a 20-5 run. Well, if they're still using peach baskets, Patrick Strzala would have definitely knocked the bottom out of the peach basket by now.
Yes, he would have.
He has been awesome. 6.5 minutes remaining here in our halftime. And we can't wait for the second half, honestly. 48-37, Mineral Area College leads by 11 over West Plains. West Plains beat them on the road earlier this year in overtime, 93-92. Let's check out your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard around the area. The South Iron Panther girls are into the Class 1 District 2 Championship. They knocked off Viburnum tonight, 78-31. They will play Lesterville. Lesterville just getting by St. Paul, 56-55. We'll have that for you tomorrow night on J98, 5:45 pregame there. South Iron boys playing Zalma and Leopold playing Lester, Lesterville in the semifinals there. We'll have that championship game for you tomorrow as well. We are broadcasting tonight on J98 from Jefferson High School. And the St. Pius boys are victorious over Arcadia Valley, 38-32, low-scoring ball game. Saxony Lutheran just knocked off Herculaneum in girls' play, 50-37. And I think this is going to be a good ball game coming up. I think it's just now starting on J98, Arcadia Valley and West County. So that's a check not only of the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, but also a little peek ahead at our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. On that Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule will be Mineral Area College against State Fair coming up on Saturday, the final regular season game. And Kevin Thurman's in on the planning of that because it's homecoming.
Yeah, it's going to be homecoming. And one of the neat things we're doing for the homecoming game on Saturday is we've got a bunch of T-shirts to give away. It's Wear Red Night. So if you don't have a red shirt, don't worry about it. Come up as soon as you get in the door. We'll have some shirts. I believe they'll be back in the private dining room, but there'll be signs there to guide you to the back to get to the private dining room. We do have various sizes, but it's first come, first serve.
And, even for fat guys like me?
We've got a few 2 and 3Xs even for guys like us. And so, but there just have a few of those, so if you have an odd size, you better get here early to get one if you want. But, we're giving out some T-shirts. It's a red-out game. We want everybody to wear red, just have the whole place decked out in red if you can. So if you come Saturday, girls play 5, guys play 7. You got some good halftime performances and different things going on. We have lots of booths set up around the field house, and should be a good night.
I've always been impressed with Mineral Area College homecoming because if you spend 4 years at some place, you know, you really take an investment. Maybe it feels like home. But, you know, people spend 2, maybe sometimes 1 year here at Mineral Area College, but it really makes an impact on them, and they come back for homecoming.
Oh, I agree. It was a big impact on me. You know, it gives you a good start, a good foundation. You know, they talk a lot of things about being affordable and things like that, but it's not only that. I mean, you go away to big school, you got those big class sizes here. You got more, you know, one-on-one attention, and, you know, there really are some fantastic faculty and staff here, and it is really a good, smart start for college here. And I was lucky I had all three of my kids, my wife, me, and all three of my kids all graduated from Mineral Area College.
Oh,
wow. How about that?
Oh, well, you'll definitely be here.
I will be here. Yes, I will. Yeah. And for those alumni, we do have an alumni room set up in the private dining room back by the cafeteria. There'll be lots of, they discontinued yearbooks and sometime in the mid-70s, but we got yearbooks from 1922 to 1975-ish, somewhere in there. Huh. So we got all kinds of yearbooks you can go back and look at. It's neat. We'll have some other pictures and stuff from days gone by, and it's pretty neat.
Now let's tell you what the impact of this game is tonight. On the tournament, nothing. It means absolutely nothing. On the way that Mineral Area College closes the season, I would argue that it definitely has an
impact. Oh,
yeah. Matt can win or lose this game, and it won't matter in terms of where they'll be seated or where they'll play in the upcoming Region 16 tournament. The State Fair game on Saturday will be the game that determines that. If Mac is able to win that game, they will host State Fair on Tuesday in the 5-versus-4 game. If Mac loses that game, then they will be on the road at Three Rivers in the 5-versus-4.
In that case, State Fair, if State Fair beats Mac, State Fair will jump Three Rivers in the standings, and they'll go to the 4, and then Three Rivers goes to the 5, which means they would host, and we would go to Three Rivers.
Yeah. So State Fair will go all the way to the 3. Then Three Rivers would be
the
4.
Yeah, 4. That's mm-hmm. what I mean. Yeah, you're right. That's what I meant. And so win, we play here Tuesday. Lose, we play at Three Rivers Tuesday. So one way or the other, well, there will be a game Tuesday, whether it be here against State Fair or on the road against Three Rivers.
I would argue that even though this game doesn't have a lot to do or really anything to do with that seating, boy, I sure would think if Matt can continue playing as they have in the first half, sure would be a heck of a way to head into that game against State Fair.
Yeah, it sure would be. And also, we talked earlier, you know, the ladies, they wrapped up their 2 seed, so they do not have to do a play-in game. They're already set to play I believe at 8 o'clock on Friday,
yep.
Up in Jefferson City. And so they're already set. They did have a game today. They kind of took it on the chin today earlier, but hopefully they can get things straight and set. And they got some injuries they got to get healed up that hopefully they can come back ready to play well Saturday against State Fair.
We're not in the business of offering excuses, and Coach Cuck never does, but we will tell you facts. And the fact is that the Mineral Area College ladies were playing their third game in five games, and they had two players who probably entered the arena on crutches. So,
yeah,
I mean, it was
yeah.
And you're at Vincennes, a super tough
right.
place to play. So,
yeah.
But what's interesting is they beat Vincennes by 23 points here. It was almost a 60-point turnaround.
Well, I'm sure Natalia Lalich and Mason McWilliams will say they had a lot to do with it.
I'm sure that they would, and I would say that they're right about
that's
that.
That's right. It must be them, right? It must be.
It's got to be, right? All right, we're ready for the second half here. Mack not only has the lead, but they've got the basketball, 48-37. Mineral Area College by 11 points, and Mack will be pushing it from our left to our right as we start the second half of play. David Cackleries gets the ball on the inbound, and he's quickly fouled by DeAndre Vilmer. So 1 second off the second half clock, and Vilmer picks up his first personal foul of the ball game. But for Chris Pope, he was applauding. At least his team, he wants them to start out active. So
you can tell at halftime he was probably telling his guys to get out, get active, get on him, and that's what they're doing right now. They're playing really active D.
A lob to Cackleries from Strazala. David gets to the left side of the rim. He misses the shot. O'Neal, though, hammers his way inside, gets the rebound, goes to the left side of the rim, and finishes. The tenacity has not let up a bit coming out of the locker room.
A tough move for O'Neal right there.
A great rebound, and then just worked his way to the left side of the rim, and O'Neal has five, and the margin now is 13, 50-37. And there's a lob underneath for Sadar Calhoun, and he taps it off the window for two. Sadar has 12. He leads his team in scoring, and 50-39. Mack leads by 11. Here's Cackleries over on that left wing. Vilmer and Wooten exchange forearms, no call. Now it's O'Neal out between the circles, hands it off for Rossis. And certainly the Grizzlies with more aggressive defense, and Mack uses that against them as Cackleries runs a back cut, has a layup that he misses, and now Wes Waynes goes the other way, and a Euro step is up and in by Edwards. With Cackleries has missed three layups in this game, Kevin. Those are shots that he almost always finishes.
Yeah, those are tough shots that most people would not be able to finish, but the thing is, we've seen him finish those all year long. We know he can finish those. He's left a couple of those short and one long tonight.
Back cut, Strazala. Strazala takes one dribble. He gets to the middle. Instead of laying it up, he does a little fancy step to the middle of the lane, and the dance step means two more points for Pat. He's got the double deuce, 22 for Strazala, 52-41, Mack by 11. Strazala is just locked in tonight. Out of the circle, this is Claiborne. Claiborne pitches it over to the right wing to Edwards. Edwards looking for a drive on O'Neal. He stays in front of him. Now down to the left baseline. This is Vilmer. Vilmer to the free throw line. Left elbow jumper will not go by Edwards. Off the left side of the iron, bounces to the right, and Rossis tracks it down. Rossis here to Cackleries. David calls out the play. He goes through his legs now. Throws to O'Neal way out along that left wing. And a skip pass to the right corner. Wooten at an open three. Didn't want it. Drives inside. And it's going to be a block or a charge. It all depends.
Charge.
Was it?
Yep.
Okay. I thought it was all going to depend on that restricted area and where the defender was. So, you know what, though? I think that the foul goes on Steve Wooten. I think what Luke Strege saw right there, though, from Steve Wooten, yeah, you have the open three, but aggressive to the rim. I think
yes.
He likes that. 52-41, an 11-point advantage for Mack on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. To the right wing, this is Vilmer. Vilmer to the head of the circle, and that's for Calhoun. Calhoun plays down to the left corner. Triple won't go, and Rossis at 11.5 feet in the air grabs the rebound. Wooten's on the run. Wooten spinning a 360 and a triple team has his shot swatted by Levette. Levette got up and poked that one out of there, his ninth block of the year. And now Levette driving down, and Wooten steals it back from him. Over to Rossis, lob it up ahead. Cackleries. Cackleries now driving to the middle. He's going to wind his way back outside. Throws to Strazala over on the left corner. A lob to Wooten. Goes up and taps it off the window for two. And fouled on the play. Steve Wooten with points number 6 and 7. But, Kevin, this Mineral Area College team, has consistently worked for a good shot into a better shot into the best look on the offensive end.
And I can tell you, I think that's the difference in this game. I've been watching these Grizzlies on the other end of the floor. There's a lot of standing around, and they're just kind of – they're not really cutting. They're not moving very well. They're not seeing the open person. And, boy, these Mac guys, they're running, cutting, moving, and making some great passes.
Wooten misses the free throw, but he's got 9 points over to the left wing, and the three from Calhoun won't go. And there's Strzala grabbing the rebound. He plays to Cackery, is Mac by 13 points, 54-41. Matches their largest lead of the game. O'Neal has it at the top of the key. Cackery spins around the zone, comes back, popped out, grab it between the circles, pushes it over to Rossus. Rossus on the right wing looking for O'Neal, not there. O'Neal comes out a little bit further and throws it off of Cackery's hands. And fortunately, they say Claiborne got just a fingertip on it. But Mac will have the basketball with only 3 seconds, guys. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Not sure if they know it. Strzala's gotten right in front of his own bench. But only 3 seconds on the shot clock. 16:30 remaining here in the game clock. 54-41. Mac leads. A lob to O'Neal. Gets it deep in the paint. Rises up. And he just missed it. Nice play, though, to get it deep there on the inbound. 54-41, Mac by 13. There's a drive by Calhoun, and Rossus stays in front to the right wing. Levette tries a triple and knocks it in. Eric Levette has his third three made of the game. He's got 11 points, and he's made it a 10-point contest, 54-44. We're 4 minutes into the second half of play. Cackery's to bring it up the floor. David playing with a sore right ankle. He was forced to miss a game a couple of games ago. David spins a 360. And the pivot foot just shifted on him right there on the drive. 54-44.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because he actually finished that one. That was a nice finish of a shot, but just kind of drug that pivot foot on that move.
15:57 remaining in the second half. We're going to keep it right here during this timeout because Coach Strege told me before the game, a lot of coaches, he's a big tactician. He always likes to control the offense rather than have a free flow or a motion. He likes to run a lot of sets, and so a lot of times – Coach Strege will take his time out to tinker and talk about those sets. Now, sometimes, of course, to maybe light a fire. But he told me he might take some timeouts in tonight's ball game simply to rest his guys, and that might be what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, they're 4 minutes into this second half, so there's 16 minutes to go in the game, up 10. Looking maybe like they might be slowing down a little bit. All right, let's get a rest here. Let's sit down here. Let's talk about this for a second. And that's probably a good timeout there on Coach Strege's.
All right, let's take a look at the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. 54-44. Mac leads by 10. We're at the 15:57 mark of the second half. And Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. So it'll be Mac basketball. Let's set the lineup for you. You've got O'Neal, Wooten, Cackery's, Rossus, and the red-hot Patrick Strzala. Pat averaging 9.5 points per game. He's got 22 tonight. He's just been spectacular. West Plains with the basketball. Claiborne bouncing it across the timeline. Looks to his left. Vilmer covered up. So Vilmer dives down into the paint. Covered up there as well. To the top of the key, Edwards. Edwards plays it over to the left wing. That's for Vilmer. Back to the top. Here's Levette. Levette driving in. Shoots it up. Misses the shot, but he is fouled by Wooten. And he'll go to the free throw line. You know, here, I'll tell you what, you put a star by this one for Mac. Kevin, 15:39 in the second half. O'Neal and Wooten with two fouls, Calgary's with one. That's it.
Yeah, and that's what they're good. That's good. I mean, that's what you got to hope for in this game is you keep the fouls to a minimum because there's not many many on the bench over there.
Not many, and we send a little wish out to Anthony Wales tonight in the hospital,
yeah.
Sick. And Anthony, we wish you the absolute best. We hope that you get to feeling better, not just for basketball, but we just hope you.
Right.
You get to do them better here real soon.
And also, how about a shout-out to Coach Gray's here tonight. It's good to see him.
Yeah.
He's here. He's got a cane. I think he's had a little surgery not too long ago. So, but he's getting around all right. Kelly Grace here with her elbow and her little thing where she took a fall and kind of damaged some elbow. But they're both here seeing the game. Good to see those guys here.
8-point ball game, 54-46. Mac by 8, 15:28 remaining. Is that the same cane that Coach Gray used to smack you with to make you run those drills?
Probably.
Strzala pushes off as he drives left of the lane.
I tell you what, it's weird seeing him in a cane because even when I played here, he was one of the best players. We'd all get out and play. He could play.
Really?
He was a flat-out good player back in the day, and he would come out with the guys, and he would show us how it's done.
54-46. Mack leading it by 8. The foul on Strazala on the offensive side last time down. The West Plains has the basketball here in Mineral Area College, covering up on the defensive end. Nikki Thomas on that left wing bounces to Calhoun. Calhoun fires to the right corner to Claiborne. Claiborne backs it out to Lavette. 26-footer. Oh, mercy. He rattled that one in. Lavette now with his fourth three of the game. He's got 16 points. He scored 23 in the previous meeting, and he's made it a five-point game.
Yeah, you don't want Lavette to get on fire. He's kind of like Strazala. Once he gets in that, gets going, he's hard to stop, too.
Oh, he is. Leads the team in scoring on the year at 18.4 points per game. Mack really spreading him out on this offensive set. They'll go to Strazala. He pushes off again, and that's the right call. He's just extending that arm and shoving the defender away. And that's the second one on Pat. Two in a row against Strazala in a five-point game, 54-49. Mineral Area College led by 13 at 54-41. So it's been an 8-0 run by West Plains. We're at the 14:35 mark of the second half. Mack still leading it. Grizzlies basketball. Claiborne running the point. Bouncing patiently on the left wing, trying to curl off of a screen over the top of O'Neal. Ends up over on the right wing. Now to Calhoun. Calhoun guarded by Rosas. Back to Claiborne, goes to the left side. Thomas looking for a drive, and the ball poked away by Cackleries, who jumped the lane and slapped it out of bounds with 9 seconds on the shot clock. 14-14, remaining in the second half, and 54-49. Mineral Area College leads by 5. Grizzlies with the basketball. Claiborne bounces it to Thomas. They go to the left corner. There's Lavette. Oh, he missed it. Backside rebound taken by Johnson. He tries to attack, and Cackleries rips it off. David racing out in front of the pack. He rises up and finger rolls it in for another McDonald's fast break. 56-49. The tremendous defense translates into instant offense for Mineral Area College. Calhoun comes back down the other way. He misses the three. Cackleries had a dude climb all over his back. No foul on the rebound. But Johnson, well, he shoots it with a little contact and maybe a little makeup call right there on the no call. Cackleries dribbling it to the free throw line. Bounces to O'Neal. O'Neal locks his man down underneath and banks it in for another two. The Cardinals responding to the 8-0 run of West Plains with four straight, and Mineral Area College leads by 9, 58-49, 13-20 remaining here in the second half. Claiborne's got it on that left wing. Cackleries putting the lockdown on him over to the right wing. Calhoun steps back for a three over Rosses, bounces high off the rim and over the backboard, and Mack will have it back. A timeout on the floor with 13:08 remaining in the second half. 58-49, Mineral Area College leading it, and we're back in a minute right here on KREI Farm.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business, and of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Over the last 45 years, Comtree has been recognized as the safety net for Jefferson County and the hope for Jefferson County.
We are proud to serve more than 10% of Jefferson County residents, with 75% of our growth from the community telling their experience to friends and family.
We invite you and your family to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Time out brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. 13:08 remaining in the second half, 58-49. Mineral Area College on top. They led by as many as 13, two different spots here, 50-37, 54-41. West Plains goes on an 8-0 run, and Mack responds with four straight to make it a 9-point ball game here. Ball in the hands of Mineral Area College. Steve Wooten going to put it in. During that timeout, Chris Pope says, let's go ahead and pressure full court here. Cackleries is in the backcourt. It'll be a full court man here, so they'll clear out for David. David brings it across the timeline. Stop and go drive for him. He tosses the ball into the left corner. They lob for O'Neal. O'Neal on the left low block rises up and swishes it. Gabe usually loves to bank that in, but he didn't have that available. Nice touch.
Yeah, and he gave a high arcing shot that swished right through the middle of the basket.
And 60-49, Mineral Area College with six straights. Here's a drive right baseline by Claiborne. Turn back around by O'Neill. Top of the key, Thomas. Oh, he trips the trigger on a triple. Nicky Thomas drops one in. He's got two threes tonight. He had only six made threes on the year coming in. 60-52. Mineral Area College by eight. 12-20 remaining in the second half. Rossus on the right wing. Lob to O'Neill. He's on the right wing. Outside of the arc. Here's a drive by Cackleries. And Cackleries trying to throw a bounce bullet to the right corner to Strazala, and that one is deflected out of bounds off of the Grizzlies. Mac basketball left of the bucket along the baseline, and Cackleries over there to do the honors as Byron Edwards checks in for West Plains. The officials discussing a few things here in our pause. And the action brought to you by Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They move this town online at CaldwellBankerHolsey.com. Cackleries lobs it in for O'Neill. Mid-post left side. Back outside to David. He's outside of the arc. Looks for a drive. Now backs up. Works it back over to Gabe. Gabe, a three. Almost made it. Bounced it off the back of the iron. Grizzlies basketball. They attack quickly the other way. But they step on the sideline and give it right back to Mac. What is it, 54 feet wide? 52, right? 94 feet long, 52 feet wide. He was 53 feet.
Yes, he was.
That's what happened there. 12 minutes to go. Kevin's just shaking his head at me. Nonsense.
I never know where you're going to go with some of this.
Nonverbal thinking from Kevin. Nonsense. Here's Cackleries driving and charging. David kind of got in the air that time and couldn't shut himself down, and Thomas took the spill. Cackleries only has two. That's the good news. Wooten, Strazala, Cackleries all with only two fouls. And O'Neill all with two. They're
so
at least
far
spreading them out.
Yeah, 11:50 to go, up by 8, 60-52.
And the Grizzlies with the basketball. Claiborne running points. Claiborne 16th in the country at 6.6 assists per game. He scores over 9 a game, but he does not have a field goal in this one, just two free throws. Left wing Nicky Thomas, he's got two threes. He tries to drive, and he throws it out of bounds. Last two possessions, the Grizzlies have stepped out of bounds and thrown it out of bounds. 11:35 remaining in the second half. 60-52. West Plains trying to crank up the heat here on Mac. And that was one of the Cackleries' problems in the earlier meeting. He had 14 points and 10 assists. Great numbers. But he had six turnovers in that ball game down at West Plains. Not as many tonight. A lob out to Wooten near half court. Steve watched by Levette, and Steve from 26 feet, nothing. I mean nothing but nylon for Steve Wooten, his first triple. He's got 12, and Mineral Area College back by double figures, 63-52. A strong drive right of the bucket, and Edwards finishes high off the glass as two MAC defenders slap the glass. Big three by Wooten last time down, though. Steve's got it to Rossus now. Rossus on the right wing. Pump fake on the three in transition. Nice idea to wait for his teammates. Lobs it back out to Wooten. Wooten out between the circles here. Takes the dribble over to the right wing. Elevates again for three and misses this one. And now the West Plains quickly gets it up the floor. This is Levette attacking to the left corner. Pushes to Claiborne along the wing. Back to Levette along the corner. Levette all the way through and wraps it around on the reverse layup. 18 for Eric Levette. Looked like a Corvette right there. 10.5 remaining. 63-56. Mac leading it by 7 points. And a timeout by Mineral Area College. 10:29 remaining in the second half. 63-56. These Cardinals have enough gas. We'll find out as we take a minute right here from the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
63-56. Mineral Area College leads on the Parkman Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. We've seen a lot of good offensive production tonight from Mineral Area, Kevin, but this is a West Plains team that scores over 90 points a game, and they've got 56 at 10 and a half minutes remaining. So nice defensive effort by the Cardinals. And Mack has the basketball. They'll put it in play along that far sideline. It's Steve Wooten. Mack pushing it from our left to our right, and they get it into Cackleries, their point guard. Cackleries surveying the defense. The Grizzlies going to go zone right here. It'll be a 3-2 zone, and they're going to match up out of it. And now Strazala's got it with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Wooten right wing, driving it, stops. Plays it over to Cackleries. 3-2. Strazala has a shot clock, goes down. The three-pointer goes up, and he cannot hit it this time. Nikki Thomas grabs the rebound. We're halfway gone in our second half, and Mack leads by 7, 63-56. The Cardinals led by 13 a couple of times here in this second half. Right wing three for Thomas. He misses this one. Cackleries has the basketball. Up ahead, tries to throw it to Strazala. Stretches him out to the left corner. Patrick scoops it to Rosas, who goes up and rips the 10. Rosas with 13. And that's just a simple truism of basketball, that hustle is rewarded. 65-56. Mack leads it by 9. Triple from Levette, missed it. Long rebound taken down by Johnson. Back out to Levette, missed the three again. And Cackleries grabs the rebound. David racing out of the pack, pushes it over to Strazala. Thought about the transition three, instead drives it, kicks the right wing. Strazala over to the right side, and Cackleries dumps in the triple. David Cackleries with 10, and they reverse it a little bit as Cackleries makes the three, and it's Strazala dishing the assist right there. Strazala coming up a little bit lame. We hope he can get back in, because that guy has been fantastic tonight, but Grubb will check in for him for now. 9-12 remaining in the second half, and 68-56. Every time West Plains has made a little push, Max had an answer for him.
Yeah, how about that? I hope Strazala's going to ride. Look, he's got cramps over there. Looks like they're going to rub out some cramps. I bet he'll be okay. We'll probably see him back in the game in a few minutes.
Top of the key, Edwards. Quick triple for him. He misses that one, and the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Johnson was a foot and a half above Grubb right there, and he back-tapped it to try to get it to a teammate.
Yeah, that was a bad call there. Yeah. It's been a well-officiated game. Yes. That one was not the right call.
Yeah. I don't remember anything I've had an issue with necessarily tonight. I thought Gabe O'Neill was over the back one time and they didn't call it, but I didn't mention that. Here's West Plains with it. And Cackleries nearly steals the inbound. They go to the left wing for Claiborne. Now they push it down over to the left corner. Rosas does a tremendous job closing out there. Skip past Johnson, right baseline. Grubbs all over him. They play it back outside for Claiborne. Tenacious D by Mineral Area College right there. A bullet pass down to Johnson. Johnson attacking Rosas. Jumped right in the middle of his chest. And they're going to call it on Yahuza that time. That's the first personal on Yahuza Rosas. Mack leads by 12, 68-56 on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. 8:35 remaining here in the second half. And Houston Johnson goes to the free throw line. Guy averages 3.6 per game. He's got 8 so far in this one. And make it 9 as he rattled that one home. And nice to see Patrick Strazala back up and in the game as Rafat checks out. Boy, the well he's shooting, that's a lot. He's like, everything's falling tonight. I don't want to cramp. I want to stay out there and put some more shots up.
It didn't take him long to get that cramp worked out. He's back in the game.
Second free throw. That one's through for Johnson. He's got 10. And full court pressure by West Plains. Cackleries in charge of bringing it up the floor. Mineral Area College by 10. 68-58. 8.5 minutes remaining here in the second half. Gamble for a steal. Cackleries has an open three in the right corner. Doesn't want it. Throws to the right wing. This is Grubb. Grubb crossover dribble. Lost it, but got it back. Now he's got Cackleries at half court. Plays it to him there. Ross is to set the screen. 8 on the shot clock. Cackleries double teamed. Looks it over to Grubb. Grubb now drives it. Goes behind his back. All the way through. Bounces to the right corner. And they catch him for a charge. First personal foul on Grubb. Mack still up by 10. 68-58. We've got some great candidates for Applebee's Bar and Gorilla Farmington Player of the Game, but boy, my early leader is Patrick Strazala.
Yeah.
He's only has 2 points in the second half, but whew, he was on fire in that first half with 20. And another turnover by West Plains. West Plains has just simply not really been in contact with each other on three or four possessions and just either tossed it out of bounds or stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, their offense isn't very fluid like it was when we saw them last time.
Cackle Reeves getting a pass that time from Wooten, and it's a blocking foul whistled against the Grizzlies. That one goes on Drayvon Claiborne, his second personal. Mack has 7 team fouls, and West Plains has only 3 team fouls in this one. So for Mineral Area, Mineral Area College would love to get in the bonus and be able to shoot those free throws as we push along. Strazala right in front of Kevin Thurman right here. Don't push him. And then the ball inbounded to Cackle Reeves in the backcourt. Cackle Reeves to Wooten on the right wing. Wooten lobs to Rosas, right elbow to Cackle Reeves in the right corner. David behind the back. He goes crossover dribble. Look at that guy, Jitterbug. Now spins a 360, throws to Rosas just inside of the arc. The 15-footer! A pretty little rainbow from Yehuza Rosas. He's got 15, and Mack leads by 12 once again, 70-58. That had an answer all night so far. Right wing, this is Campbell with it. Campbell going over to the top of the screen, now drives it in. Beautiful dish underneath, and near travel, but I guess Vilmer got it off in time as he gets his first bucket of the game. And 70-60. Mack leads it by 10. 7 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the second half. Wooten steps to his left, launches a three, missed it. A good effort by Grubb to go for the rebound, but the taller Houston Johnson taps it to his teammate Campbell. Campbell driving it, pitching it backward. Johnson down the right side of the lane and charges over the top of Rosas. The second charge that Yehuza has taken tonight.
Yeah, good job, Rosas. Johnson was going to dunk that one as hard as he could. He was making a run out just to dunk it as hard as he could. Rosas got right in front, got his feet planted, drew the charge. Second of the game. Nice job.
Well done, Yehuza. 6:56 remaining in the second half. 70-60. It's Mack by 10 with the basketball, and we're back to the Bob in 1 minute right here on Super Talk 800.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Our thanks to the third member of our broadcast team tonight, Jack Sadler, engineering and operating our game for us tonight. We always appreciate his great work. 6:56 remaining here in the second half on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, and Mack is on top of West Plains, 70-60. Timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture of Park Hills. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. Cackleries lost the basketball. He was tied up, and so it's going to go back over to West Plains. Good trap by the Grizzlies. They threw that one on in the backcourt. Most of the time, the Grizzlies have cleared out and allowed their defender to play one-on-one on Cackleries, and they ran and jumped at him that time. And that was, I guess it was pretty clever. Vilmer to toss it in right in front of his own bench. Plays it into Campbell. Campbell head on, and his three won't fall, and Gabe O'Neill rises high for the rebound. Cackleries grabs it. David in the backcourt. Guarded one-on-one this time by Vilmer. Throws it to Strazala. He's on the left wing. Now it's O'Neill trying to fight for position along that high-low section left of the lane. Strazala bounces it underneath. Goes off of Wooten's shoe tops, but then he grabs it, spins in the lane. Nifty left hand to push it in. Steve Wooten's got 14, and the margin's back out to 12, 72-60. We saw Holly Forbes go to the left hand last game. Steve Wooten with a strong left hand there.
Steve's making a statement to player of the game here, too. He's also playing some awesome defense and helped with that turnover right there as the Grizzlies just threw that one out of bounds.
Another one. I guess you could just call miscommunication by them as they whistled that one out of bounds. But the Max Stern defense certainly assisting in those turnovers. Cackery's trying to slap Vilmer away. He keeps hand checking him, and No call. David through the legs, pushes it left elbow. O'Neal. Back cut Strazala, covered up well. Back cut Cackle-Reese, attacks the rim. Now it goes down. David missed three of them in the first half, but he takes it strong right there, and he's got a dozen. And Mineral Area College, matching its largest lead, 74-60. 5:50 remaining in regulation. Jode Campbell backs it out. Cackle-Reese goes to guard him. Nifty back cut that time, and Lavette gets that one to go down. Boy, he was like a missile going to the basket that time, and Wooten kind of lost him behind him. 74-62, macked by 12. Cackle-Reese still hand-fighting with Vilmer right there. Vilmer continues to reach, push, shove, grab, no call, right corner. This is Wooten, triple in the air, cash it in! Steve Wooten, his second triple, and he's got 17 big ones. And 77-62, Mineral Area College with its largest lead of the game. 5:10 remaining in the second half, and Lavette continues to work. That guy goes baseline and reverses it in with a right hand. 77-64, Eric Lavette with 22. Strazala brings it across the half-court stripe. Dribble weave handoff. That's two Cackle-Reese. David, a big exhale and says, whew, he's working hard tonight. Cackle-Reese grabs it from O'Neal. 4:47 remaining in the second half. 77-64, Mack on top. Cackle-Reese coming off the screen from O'Neal. Takes it all the way in. Plays it out to Rosas. Triple in the air. Hey, is it your night? Oh, it might be. 18 for Rosas. And right now, everything going down for the Cardinals. 80-64, Mineral Area College by 16 points. 4:26 remaining in the second half. A bouncer to Johnson, guarded by O'Neal to the right wing. This is Lavette. He's the only guy keeping him alive right now, but he's got more than a pulse. This guy's thriving. 25 for Eric Lavette, and 80-67. If it weren't for Lavette, Mack would be up by 20-plus right now. And where is Sadar Calhoun gone? He hasn't even been in the game lately. Yeah, he is.
He started out the game just hot the first, like, 5 minutes. But then, yeah, he's kind of disappeared in this game.
Cackle-Reese drives, kicks the left corner. This is Strazala just stepping inside of the three-point arc, misses the shot. Wooten just outfights two blue shirts for the rebound and returns it back out front. The Cardinals are showing some serious want to tonight. Cackle-Reese hands it off to O'Neal and gets it right back. 3:35 remaining in the second half. Cackle-Reese looking for the drive. Campbell stops him there. Hands it off to Wooten. Then down underneath, O'Neal trying to get open against Vilmer. And they're going to call the foul on O'Neal as he tried to throw Vilmer away. But really, Mack's in great shape. Three on O'Neal. Nobody else with more than two. 3:32 remaining in the second half. And the Cardinals lead by 13. Eighth team foul whistled against Mack, though. So the Grizzlies will shoot a 1-on-1 here. And our free throw timeout brought to you by Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They move this town online at CaldwellBankerHolsey.com. Patrick Strazala with 22. Steve Wooten tracking him down. He's got 17, but there's that Yahuza Rosas guy, right, always in the mix with 18. To the free throw line, DeAndre Vilmer. Vilmer shoots only 55% from the free throw line of the year. He actually shoots better from the field than he does from the free throw line. 1-1. And of course, that means he'll make that one. He's got three all in the second half. Vilmer had a nice game the last time we played him, though. He scored 11. Just a freshman out of the Bahamas. Vilmer back to the stripe. And he hits them both. So 4 points for DeAndre Vilmer and full court pressure by the Grizzlies. Mack on top by 11. Cackle-Reese gets it. Cackle-Reese stop and go drive in the backcourt, spins. Claiborne stays in front of him. David through the legs, now behind the back. Crossover dribble for Cackle-Reese. Wooten says go to the right. Back cut Rosas. Beautiful pass, and Yahuza, and up and under. A double clutch. The little dipsy do, and he puts it through. Yahuza Rosas with 20, and a spectacular assist from David Cackle-Reese. 82-69. It's Mack by 13. Triple in the air from Claiborne. That won't go. Ball on the deck. A good fight for it. Lavette straight on. He misses the three. And Cackle-Reese has the rebound. Under three to go. 2:52 remaining. Length of the floor pass. That's to O'Neal. And he hooks it in. And it's a 65-foot assist from David Cackle-Reese. 84-69, it's Mack by 15, 2:47 remaining in regulation as we step aside for 30 seconds on SuperTalk 800.
Have real estate to sell? Consider this.
What affects the value of your home? Location has always been important. Age, size, sale price of sold properties, and the number of similar properties for sale are also vital. Conditions now are great for sellers as there is a shortage of marketable homes. Call me, Mary Gilliam, to get an opinion on your home. Now is the time to sell.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate will help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
2:47 remaining in the second half, 84-69. Kevin, we were just talking off the air. This won't have any bearing on where Mack will be slotted in the postseason Region 16 tournament. But you were saying you love the look of this team and you feel like they could make some noise if they can kind of bottle this up for the remaining portion of the schedule.
I mean, they're playing right now the second seed in the region. They're handling them pretty well. They're playing really well. If they pick play like this, I think they can beat anyone in the region. I mean, they showed they could beat the second-rated team. Mobley's the number one team. It's going to be a little harder, but I tell you what, Mobley's got one great player in Verge, but he has an off night. These guys play like this. Mac could win that region.
Never know. 2:40 remaining here in our second half. 84-69. It's Mac by 15 points. Cackery steals it away. David's on the run. It's a one-on-two. He lost the basketball. And then he dives into the stands on the far side. And he's looking for a little repose right now. He's playing so hard. And a little pained look on his face. I think that bruised the ego more than anything. Yeah. Maybe the tailbone a little bit.
Yeah.
2.5 remaining, though. A terrific defensive play by Cackle Reese. Just lost it, but now he is really wincing.
Yeah, he's wincing like he's hurt something.
On the other end, and now here's a duck through and a nice scoop to Vilmer in the middle of the lane. He has points number 5 and 6. Full court pressure here. They inbound it to Rossis. Now it's Cackleries. Cackleries firing it across the timeline for Wooten. Wooten's on the right wing. And 2:08 remaining in regulation. Mack leads it by 13, 84-71. And the clock, the ally of the Cardinals here. Cackleries out between the circles. Keeps the dribble alive. A bouncer to O'Neal. He's on the left wing with foot on the arc. Now Cackleries gets the basketball back. Looking for somebody, anybody. Finds Strazala. Strazala with 3 on the shot clock, backs his man down, plays it underneath, and Mack will lose this one as the shot clock expires. 1:45, though, remaining in regulation, and 84-71. Then we talk about even Moberly, who's undefeated, Kevin, in the region. They had Mack way down 23-5 to start that game here at the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse, and the Cardinals came all the way back, actually took the lead in that game. So there's evidence that they can play with
it. It can be done.
Top of the key, Claiborne. Claiborne driving it left. Now comes back to the right side. He backs up, going to launch a 3. Missed it off the heel of the iron. And Ross has tapped it against the backboard for his teammate O'Neal. Team rebounding tonight has really been an advantage for the Cardinals. Strazala lobs to Cackleries with 1:20 remaining. And at 84-71, Mineral Area College went on a huge run in the first half, and they've controlled this ball game ever since. Cackleries spins out along that left wing with 70 seconds remaining. O'Neal comes up to set the screen out near half court. David drives by one guy, and then a blocking foul whistled on the Grizzlies. Only the fifth team foul, though, on West Plains. That one goes against Levette. 65 seconds remaining in the ball game, and Mineral Area College by 13, 84-71. Cackleries going to go right of the bucket along the baseline to put the ball in play. He's got Rossis, O'Neal, Strazala, and Wooten at his disposal. David looks to O'Neal in the right corner. They play it back out to Wooten, who jumps high to grab it. He's guarded by Campbell. Cackleries comes out to grab the basketball out near half court. Cackleries faces up now. O'Neal sets the screen. David going to drive by Calhoun. A beautiful pass to Strazala, who is coming to the basket. And Patrick now has 24 points. And Calgary's with one of the no-look specials. 86-71. Mineral Area College once again with its largest lead of the game with 48 ticks remaining. We're back in a minute on Super Talk 800.
Doing good in the neighborhood with Late Night for Less at Applebee's. Half-price appetizers like boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, and more. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Daily happy hour drink specials with $1 hurricanes all month long. Plus, we have a sweetheart meal for two, February 14th through February 17th, for only $39.99. Go to Applebee's.com for a full menu and specific happy hour times. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
.48 seconds remaining in the second half in Mineral Area College leading the West Plains Grizzlies. 86-71. West Plains 4-2 in Region 16 play. Max 1-5, but they put together a gem here tonight in the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. Grizzlies basketball. And Claiborne taps it as the ball is input to him. Calhoun gets an open three on the left wing. Misses that shot. Rebound taken down by Edwards, and he puts it back up and in with 41 seconds remaining in regulation. Cackleries in the backcourt, stop and go drive to Strazala at the head of the circle. So Strazala cradles it, drives it, scoops it. Wooten curls it off the window on the reverse layup. Wooten with 19, and once again it's a bucket coming off a terrific assist. 88-73. That maybe more than anything will define the play tonight of the Cardinals is how well they played together. 88-73. Mack will bring it across the timeline. Wooten going to keep the dribble alive. The shot clock is off, and this baby is over. 88-73 as Wooten dribbles out the clock. 7-6-5. The Mineral Area Cardinals win it here in the Bob Secrest Fieldhouse. 88-73. They improve now to 21-8 on the year. And the West Plains Grizzlies now 19-10. We're back with your Home Pools and Spots postgame show on the other side of this two-minute timeout on KREI.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Left corner three, Strazala shot it right over the top of Calhoun and rattled it home. Patrick has seven, and Mack bolts back on top. 18-16, Strazala rips it off, headed the other way. Right side, Cackleries layup, swatted against the glass by Calhoun. Rebound, Wooten, count the bucket, and he's fouled. Hey, that's our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses, call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. We chose that one, Kevin, because really, Patrick Strzala's shooting, he had 24 points tonight, plus the way this team played together, Strzala rips it off, throws it up ahead, a chance at a layup. That one doesn't go down, but then a rebound and a stick back. So you really kind of have everything there. You have a good, strong defense. You have some good shooting. You've got a steal. You've got a near assist. And then you've got hustle on a rebound. It kind of told the story.
Right. Typical of the game was about today. It's a good hustle, good energy. Team played great. One of their best ball games of the year right here tonight.
Yeah. Let's go through the numbers now, courtesy of Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. The Grizzlies get 25 from Eric Levette. About halfway through the ballgame, you're like, this guy's the real deal,
and he was. He played well.
Scored 25, but DeAndre Vilmer had 6, 8 for Byron Edwards. Drayvon Claiborne had 2, 12 for Sadar Calhoun. Nicky Thomas scored 6. Alex Peterson with 4 and 10 for Houston Johnson. The Cardinals were led by 24 from Patrick Strzala, but Yehuda Rossis pitches in 20. Steve Wooten had 19, 11 for Gabe O'Neill. David Cackleries with 12, and Jared Grubb had 4. So the starting 5 for Mack, all in double figures.
Yeah, and we're kind of been at a quandary here. Who's the player of the game? We talked early. The jump start the Cardinals got was really in that first half. I think Patrick Strzala really was kind of in the zone and really got them jump started and built their cushion that they pretty much held the rest of the game. I think my vote will go for Strzala.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good option, and he becomes our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. As Luke Strege joins us now on the Home Pools and Spas.
Woo!
Oh, that's a good one. We had you cranked up for that one.
I sat down most of the game and took the game off, and I got a little left in me.
That was a fun game, man. I mean, that was really fun, and it just seemed like all the facets came together for you tonight. You had
offensively.
Offensively. Yeah. What'd you like most about the way the guys played tonight?
Oh, we won, number one.
That's always
fun.
That
was my favorite thing. I don't even know what to say. Like, we shouldn't win this game. We have 5 players on the floor, and they're a really good team. But it's the same thing. It's just weird. Joe and I were just talking because he's been here for, this is his 82nd year. We go to their place, and we all struggle there because of the trip. Then they come here midweek all the time against us, and they always struggle here. And, you know, it did help some shots went in. And then I think at times when we were aggressive and we attacked the rim, we were able to get layups and get what we wanted offensively. I think we had 48 at half or something like that. Because offensively, we were just able to get what we wanted. I think they struggled to defend. Anytime you go on the road in this region, like, I mean, it's a heck of a trip. You sit on a bus for 3.5 hours. You know that ride. It's a roller coaster. And then they just showed up, and you could see in their face, they were a little like, ugh, just like we look when we go there. And, I checked with Vegas, and the line was we were probably 12-point underdogs.
That's funny. I read the Tom Donahue article today, so that's a good one.
we should win this game, and they won with 5 guys. I mean, crazy. And defensively, we weren't very good. You know, we let them make layups when we wanted. They did miss some shots, which really helped. And I thought we rebounded. I thought Yehuza Rossis really rebounded well. And we got some contributions from Patrick Strzala and just some other guys on the glass. And then he got us going in the first half with a couple of shots.
Yep.
I can't explain this one. You know, how do we play so awful 3 days ago against a bad team and play well against a good team, win by whatever we won by? That's why it's a crazy game. That's why I'm crazy for doing it.
I thought the guys shared that it seemed like guys were giving up good shots for even better shots today.
We got some really good shots. I think defensively they were slow to react. You know, a lot of it was built on the second half of the game at their place, where we just figured out, listen, if we attack this team, they struggle to defend. And then, you know, you did see us at times get a little bit soft offensively and jack some quick shots. And luckily, we just had some timeouts that we could settle our guys down. And they would just breathe a little bit. And then they'd go, okay, let's go back to attacking the rim. And then we would get a layup. I don't know. I can't explain this one.
All right. 22-5 is your run in the first half. You were down 6, and that propelled you up 11. You kind of referenced it. Patrick Strzala helped to fuel that offense in the first half. And, you know, we think of him sometimes as a three-point guy, but, you know, he was hitting guard to baseline turnaround jumpers and putting them in.
I just let him play. Just let him play today, and it went in. Today went in. And, tomorrow it might not, but but let's just enjoy this one. I mean, what do we touch now? 21 wins?
Mm-hmm. You talk about 3-hour bus rides. You're going to try to avoid one Saturday because if you win, you get that home game to start the postseason. So
yeah, you know, this game, and maybe that's part of it. This game had no impact on the region whatsoever. So it's obviously a great win, but it doesn't really help us. If we lost, it wouldn't have hurt us. We're not really able to practice anymore because we're down to, Anthony is in the hospital right now. We're just going to kind of walk through for 2 days and go into the next one with five guys. Hopefully nobody trips and falls like here in the next 2 days on some steps and play with five dudes and see if we can win another one.
It was a fun 40 minutes.
Man, unbelievable, huh?
This is crazy.
Luke
Strachey joining us on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show tonight. So that does set up Saturday, and we've got doubleheader action, final game. It's homecoming. Get your shirts.
That's right. Show up early. Get your shirts.
Cheer hard. The Mineral Area College ladies and men both playing state fair. For the ladies, they're locked into that 2 seed. They're trying to get healthy, but you always try to capture your best basketball as you go toward the postseason. For the men, as much adversity as they've faced, they may have taken a step in that direction tonight.
I think they have. This is a big step for them. And I think the ladies will be looking for a big step for them after coming off the loss today. They'll want to get things back on track. They'll play well Saturday as well. I think it should be two good games.
You flush that one, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Flush this one away and get ready for Saturday.
Mac, ladies lose on the road today against Vincennes, 84-48. The Mineral Area College men, though, victorious tonight here in the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse, 88-73. And they now improve on the season to 21-8, now 2-5 in Region 16. My thanks to Kevin Thurman and Jack Sadler in the studio. I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.